Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Shalette. How can I help you today?
Hi, Shalette. So I have a profile with you guys, and it's under Sylvia Marks.
Okay. One moment.
So I would want, I'm not too sure what's going on with the account or anything like that. I'm not too sure if my account is active, because I'm not receiving any calls. I'm not receiving anything like that. And it's been like maybe like a month already. And I keep calling, and you guys keep saying everything is good on your guys' end, but I'm not getting any calls. I'm not getting, like, nothing is going on.
Okay. Sylvia, this phone number doesn't open your account. Do you have a different phone number?
Yeah, my other phone is charging. 917-239-8405.
Thank you. One moment.
And I also want to talk about the packages as well, because I'm giving the 150, but my friend told me she gave 300 for the first starting, and then she went down to 150 as well. But I want to know what that does.
All right. Well, give me a moment, and I'll do my best to explain, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. First, I'll address your package, what you're paying, okay? If you're paying $149, it's the basic service to be found on Google, and it normally starts at $199, so they lowered it to $149. If somebody else was paying $299, if they said $300, they were probably paying $299, right? Which would most likely mean they were paying $199 for that same service you have right now for $149, mm-hmm. and another $100 for probably Facebook ads. And it depends on if it's an older account or a fairly new account, because Facebook ads is what they usually bundle together with new accounts, with $100 worth of Facebook ads. So older, very older accounts used to have $100 worth of Google ads, but $100 worth of Google ads doesn't do anybody any good. So it's not bundled that way anymore. Okay. If they would do Google.
So can I give you my account, because she's also a psychic as well, and she's in the city. And because when she first started, she gave $300 from the beginning, and then she lowered it to $150. Can I give you her address, and you could see exactly what I'm talking about here?
But my explanation to that would be, if she, I can already tell you without looking at her account, if she started with $300, she was paying $199 for the service you have now, and $100 mm-hmm. worth for ads. And then somebody removed the ads and lowered her monthly price to $149 for the same thing that you have now. That's what that would be.
Okay. But, all right, so let's say, for example, if I go with the $200, the $199, what would that extra $50
get? It doesn't give you more. Basically, they're giving you the same service, the $199 service, for a lesser price. They've lowered your cost.
Okay. Now, say if I want more advertisement, I want to be more on, say, Facebook, more on, like, mm-hmm. all of that. What is the charge for that, like, the upgrade?
Yeah. So we could upgrade to Facebook ads in $100 intervals. So you could have $100. You could add $100 to your account for Facebook ads, or $200. If you wanted Google ads, which works real well for many businesses, the minimum is $300 to put on there. And some businesses need more. But Facebook could be done with $100 minimum. $200 is better.
Okay, so I'm not on Google Ads?
Google Ads is different than managing your Google Business Profile. Google Business Profile is that main thing you see on Google when you see a business and it shows their reviews. That's what you're paying for with us right now. However, Google Ads is a different product that'll be ads that show on Google that have the word sponsored in front of them. They're just text ads. But when you see one, it says sponsored. And when somebody clicks on that ad, Google gets paid. And so having said that, like with Google ads or even Facebook ads, for every dollar, 75% is going, 75 cents is going to Google, 25% for us to manage it. So $100 worth of ads gets $75 worth of clicks. And how far those clicks go just depend on every individual account. Now with Google ads, you know, Facebook ads can go further, but with Google ads, you know, if your clicks are not too high, then really 400 would cover a whole month for some businesses if their clicks are on the low end. However, some businesses maybe spend double that, but we will start a Facebook, or excuse me, a Google ad account for 300.
Okay, now I have one more question. If I give you my friend's account, can you see that she's paying for the Google ads?
Well, I know she's not, but I'll look. Don't really want to share information about other people's accounts, but I'm going to take a glance.
That's
and the reason I can tell you without looking.
My sister.
Yes, but if she's not there, that's just, but go ahead and tell me because I can tell you 149 is not Google ads. It's not. Or if she's paying 150, it's not Google ads. It would be the same service you have right now.
Okay, so it's Psychic Palm and Tarot Card Readings by Abby. The address is 166 West 27th Street.
Okay, can you give me a phone number?
Give me 1 second. The phone number is 929-458-1410.
Okay, so she was paying, like I said, the 149, same service you have, but hers is canceled account that I'm looking at.
So she's not paying for Google Ads or anything like that?
No, Google, she's not paying for anything right now. That's a canceled account.
Okay. Okay, so when I look at my account and I scroll down, for an example, give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, so it shows me views, it shows me my stuff. It says Williamsburg Visions and Life Coach. A map queue and stuff there like that. But I don't see any Facebook ads. I don't see anything like that. Nothing I see. All I see is it says map queue. That's it. Localsplash.com.
Okay.
If she were paying, I think she got more of an advertisement than I.
Okay. I'm sorry, but you're not paying for Facebook ads on your account, but let me just look at, let me look at some things, okay?
Okay.
And nobody else that's paying $149 is getting Facebook ads or Google ads, nobody. Because that's money that we have to pay the Google or Facebook with that money. So
yes.
It doesn't work at that cost.
Okay.
But when I, you know, look for a psychic in Brooklyn, yours shows up first on the Google business profile, which is what you're paying for. I mean,
okay.
You're paying to be found on Google at all. No one can guarantee you'd be first or third. You know, we just try to get you as high as possible. But you are, you happen to be coming up first for that.
Okay. Now, one more question I have for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now there's a few people that left me, like, negative reviews that I'm not, they're not in my system. And how do I speak with that?
Okay.
What do I deal with that way? Because there's a few people that's not in my register. so that I keep a count of the people and their numbers. And there's a few people that left me very negative reviews that I don't never worked for, I never worked with, and I don't know how to get in contact with Google.
Okay.
It's very hard to get in contact.
Right, and you really can't contact them directly on this. What can be done is this. First of all, I'm trying to pull it up and read something that's recent. It's very hard to get Google to just take one off, even when you feel like you could prove they were never a client. But the two actions that we can start with is, and I'm trying to get this to go bigger so I can look at the. Let me log into your reviews real quick so I can see them in a bigger way. Two actions that can be taken. The first action you need to take if you know somebody wasn't your client is to respond as the owner, a response, you know, something nice that
I
think you have the wrong. You did that. And then the other thing is to flag it. But not, Google doesn't necessarily react and take them down. You know, it's just very hard to get Google to take one down. Let me just, but I'm pulling them up right now so I can have a closer look at it. Let's see, how recent is the last one like that? Okay. And I see you do respond to your reviews, which is really good.
So
I'm having to scroll away to try to find one of the bad ones. Okay, I found one 4 months ago from Alice in Dallas Squares, right?
Yes.
And your answer was perfect. That's exactly the kind of, you know, answer that, you know, you want to have. Now, did you already flag this?
Yes, I did. I said, it was spam, it was off topic. I'm not sure which one do I fit.
Right. Well, with that, you're right. And, it's never exact, but I say off topic is the one that's actually the truth here, probably. Because it doesn't pertain to an experience at or with your business. Now.
Okay.
I think that our team does have a forum where they could contact Google to, you know, also request this, but I can tell you these kind very rarely get taken down.
Yeah.
It's just Google just not, you know, I guess there's nothing we can prove, you know? However, how many of them do you think you have?
The negative reviews.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. The ones that you want us
to address. Okay, I see this one from 4 months ago. If I can find it again, can write her name down.
It's 1 star. It was from a year ago. Worst reading of my life. Nothing that she said resonated. She asked me a lot of questions. I don't know who that person is.
Okay, and then you say, what is the name on it?
I can't see the letters. It's with a V and it ends with a D.
Okay. I got to scroll quite a ways. Like you said, you have so many. Just a moment.
And then there was another one that says M-A. I don't know who that person is as well.
Okay, I see one that says L-P. And it just says horrible place, 10 months ago. Nothing more.
No.
Not that
no,
one?
No, not Elk. Nope.
Okay.
I
have Gisel Garcia, 1 star, no
yes.
words.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. And this one doesn't say anything. Okay. The one I said before that, is that one that you were saying you don't know about or you do?
I don't know.
Okay, the
and
LP.
The one that just says 1 star review 10 months ago. I don't know who that person is.
Okay. And I see Alicia G right below it. that says worst place I've been to. That's the one you were talking about.
Yes.
And I like and I like your answer there. I might have misunderstood you on the LP. Was that one that you don't think was your client too, or not?
Fine, because whoever comes in here, I get their names and their first and last names and their numbers, and it doesn't resonate with the people that I will get.
Okay, the LP. Okay, I'll go back to that one in a minute. So, and especially these really older ones are hard to address, but still. Okay, there's the V and the D, Vanessa D.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are.
Okay. I can imagine. I mean, you know, I see it all the time with all kinds of companies. There's a lot of names that are similar, and people will just leave reviews, and it's not the right person, and it's not the right place. And the only thing is that overall, when I look at yours, I see 100 reviews, and the stars look all good. Like, I don't even notice the 4.6, but I see all those gold stars, you know? And at 100 reviews, I mean, in other words, you still look good on reviews, but nobody wants any bad reviews, especially when they don't belong to you, you know?
Yeah.
So was that it? Because, I mean, going back way, you know, I'm not even sure they'll address a year ago, but okay, so I'm going to tell you which ones I have that I'm going to ask our team. Basically, when I ask our team to address it, they will flag it again, and I think that they send a form to Google. But Allison Balasquez, Giselle Garcia, Allison, Alicia G, Vanessa D, and LP.
Okay.
Okay. All right then.
Okay.
What else can I help with?
Okay, so say if I start off with say if I want to do the Google Ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much would I have to pay for the Google Ads?
Okay. So to start Google Ads, you would need to pay $300.
Okay, so pay $300 in the every mile will be $300, correct?
Yes. So, you know, whatever day you start, you know, if you wanted to start today, it'd be $300. It's always up front. And then it'd be added to your monthly bill.
Okay. I'm gonna think about that. But thank you so much.
You're welcome. And, I'll send this to our team to flag them. Okay.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
You're welcome.